Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Sister Terry, we lift up the name of Jesus in this place.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Claudine, we lift up our worship to the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank
God. Sister Tanya, we worship the Lord. We bless the Lord, people of God, and we just
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We bless God. You know, I am happy tonight. There is so much to be thankful for,
Yes.
especially when you see the Lord showing up in your life, showing up in so many different ways. You know, it causes your heart to be joyful. And tonight I want to say I bless the Lord. I thank him for the gift of life, and I thank him for salvation. His word to us in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. He says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And tonight,
Hallelujah.
when we think about the
Jesus.
word save, we are not only thinking about salvation, that is the main thing. But when you see how the Lord reached down his hands for you sometime, my God, in the name of Jesus. You know, when we call upon the name of Jesus, we are saved from sicknesses, we are saved from sorrow, we are saved from so many things. And so we thank God
Yes.
for the gift of the Savior tonight. We bless the
And
Lord for another opportunity that we can come together to feast on his word and to worship him.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord and we thank you all for joining us. And tonight, I encourage us to let go and let God. I encourage you to turn your cups up. Make sure they are empty as we receive from the word of God tonight. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, I'll hand over to Sister Chantal. Is she here? Praise God. Who will lead us into a time of devotion? We bless the Lord. Sister Chantal.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. I'm here, sis.
Praise God.
Let me
Hallelujah.
share my screen.
Oh, come on, my. Oh.
The saints of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. In your presence, he.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Chantal, it's not playing. I'm not sure. I'm not hearing it. Sister Chantal, we're not hearing any audio from the video.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So Chantal, are you hearing us?
Hearing my audio?
No, sis, we haven't been hearing.
Oh, I thought you were listening to it. All right, let me stop and start sharing again. Oh my goodness. All this time I thought everybody was hearing it. Oh, I didn't share my sound. I'm going to start the song over. So we're just going to listen to the song and then afterwards we will go into our opening prayer.
You may feel down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you were faced with circumstance.
You get through. Right now we see you.
What's proven time and time again? You'll take care of me.
Oh,
Bless the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the
Bless the Lord.
Lord. Oh, I'm gonna carry myself right in my face. Bless the name of the Lord. I greet you all tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. God has really been good to us. And so at this time, we're just gonna pause for prayer. So I ask that we all just bow our heads at this time. Mighty God, as we come before your presence tonight, Lord, we pause just to thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for good health. Where would we be without you tonight, Lord? Lord, we know that there are times when we fail to acknowledge you at the highest that you should be. But here we are, Lord, coming before your throne. Mighty God, tonight I ask, Lord God, for a cleansing of our souls. Mighty God, I pray for a purification of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even as we are before you, Lord God, we hail you as King of all kings. Mighty God, you are mighty. You are powerful. You are excellent, the
Hallelujah.
songwriter says in all. But
Hallelujah.
mighty God, you are excellent in the universe. And so as we come before your throne tonight, Lord, we just want to hail you. The songwriter says, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown you Lord of all. And so, Lord, we want to thank you today. Thank you for life. Thank you for strength. Thank you for having us in our right minds, mighty God. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for being our provider, for being our shield, for being our protector. So many things could have happened to us today, Lord. But Lord Jesus, you covered us under your
Oh
blood.
God,
Mighty God, you hid
Jesus.
your arms. Lord God, the words that could have meant harm for us, Mighty God, you turned them around for our good. And so tonight, Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we place everyone before you tonight. Lord God, our very minds, our very spirits, mighty God. We know that some of us are frustrated. We may be overwhelmed with the things of this
Oh,
world. Lord
God.
God, we would not be human if we didn't feel it, Lord Jesus. But Lord God, you said that you are touched, mighty God, with the feelings of our infirmities. And so, Lord Jesus, not just sickness of this body, but sickness of our minds, Lord God. So
Oh,
many things
Jesus.
happening in our country, mighty God. And as my spirit aches in pain, hearing of that student, Lord God, of the alleged suicide, mighty God, the police officer that I heard today that committed that suicide, Lord God, it seems as if the spirit, mighty God, is roaming and trying to take over. But in the name of Jesus, we come against him right now and we trample it under our
Yes,
feet.
Lord.
In the name of
Name of
Jesus, because
Jesus.
it is at that name that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that you are mighty
Hallelujah.
in all the earth, that you are Lord of all lords, and we know the power that you have, Lord God. And so, not just that
Yes,
spirit,
Lord.
but mighty God, every other demonic attack on your people tonight, mighty God, I pray for a
Jesus.
detachment from our minds in the name of Jesus. I pray
Jesus.
for a renewal of our minds, mighty God. Lord God, some of us were cast down. Some of us, we are dismayed. Some of us are tired in our bodies, tired in our minds. Somebody said, I'm sick and tired. But tonight, mighty God, wherever weakness is, I pray that your strength will overflow, mighty God,
Yes,
in
Lord.
abundance, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Mighty God, that you will open up the spirit, mighty God, and pour out a blessing from heaven tonight in the mighty name of
Name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
I pray for that soul
Hallelujah.
that is crying out to you, Lord God, the soul that is tired, mighty God, the soul that is weary, Lord Jesus. I pray,
Oh,
Lord God, that
Jesus.
mighty God, their help, Lord Jesus, you will help us, mighty God, in times of trouble. You'll help us, God, in times of weakness, Lord God, in times of confusion, in times of chaos. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you'll be our comforter, that you will be our guide tonight, mighty
Mighty
God. We
God,
do this without you. And so we're pausing, mighty God, asking for your healing power for somebody who is aching tonight, mighty God. That migraine in their head, mighty God. The pain in their back, Lord Jesus. The muscle that may have been strained tonight, mighty God, I pray that you
Hallelujah.
are. Power will find that person and will anoint
In
them
the name
afresh in
of
the
Jesus.
Jesus. Mighty God, it's not just believing in the olive oil, but believing in the power, the same power that the woman with the issue of blood, when she touched just the hem of your garment, mighty God, your word said virtue left her body. And so tonight, Lord Jesus, I pray that somebody will feel a renewal in their bodies right
In the
now in the
name
name
of
of
Jesus.
Jesus. Mighty God, I pray they uplift their faith and we're removing the residence of doubt in our minds tonight in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, I pray that you'll
Hallelujah.
have your own divine, let your spirit be in our households, mighty God, and dictate how the household operates in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, run out all the spirits, mighty God, that want to take control, that want to live and to harbor. We come against every plan of the enemy in the
In the
name of
name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Tonight, God, let them know that they are an overcomer, that they are conquerors, more than conquerors through you, mighty God, that has loved us, that they are indeed chosen, that they're indeed royal. Speak to their spirits tonight through your word, mighty God, and let someone leave tonight refreshed and feeling even more energized in their spirit, knowing that you have, Lord God, their lives, Lord Jesus, in your hands. You said that the plans you have to towards us, mighty God, is not plans of evil, mighty God, but plans, Lord God, to prosper us, mighty God, to give us hope and expected future. And so tonight, Lord God, I pray that you'll continue to be with us and guide us. Lord God, let your word go forth and touch your servant, mighty God, as she be allow her, Lord God, to be used, mighty God, to be available to you so that you can use her, Lord God, to touch the hearts of your people. Edify our spirits tonight, Lord God, as we rest tonight's operations. Every action, every ear that will be listening, mighty God, every word that will be said, let God's people say,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Yes,
the
Lord.
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Count
you, Jesus.
God, praise. Hallelujah. 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 There is a word that I wanted to share quickly before I hand over to Sister Camille, and it's just to encourage us. As I let me look back for what I had typed up in the name of Jesus, I was reading about the prophet Elijah, and we all know that he's such a powerful man of God, really, really powerful. And there was something that came to me that I wanted to share about just his journey from the brook to the whirlwind, a God who never fails. I'm just gonna simplify that a little. God not give up on us. Even though we give up on ourselves, he's not giving up on us. No matter what we're going through, no matter this the story of, oh, he's a man of God and he's a prophet, dictating that which God would have left or rest in his spirit. But his story was about on a journey with God, knowing that the seasons he went through constantly changed. It was never always happy days. It was never always good days for Elijah. There were days when literally he was overwhelmed too. He was frustrated, just like most of us are. And you know, just looking at his journey, you'd realize that from the stillness of the brook to the fire on Mount Carmel to being taken in that whirlwind, it shows to us that God provided for him, God empowered him, God restored him, and definitely God is able to complete us. When we look at the brook, as it says in 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 2 to 7, it just talks about how Elijah was provided for at the brook Cherith. How the ravens that we know are scavenger birds, they are unclean. God used those very birds to feed him. And just to pinpoint, sometimes we are going to have moments in our lives, and I'm telling you from my own experience, where literally you start questioning God and you feel so guilty because you're like, if you really ask God them question, But God wants us to be true. He doesn't want us to hold back. He doesn't want us to feel as though we have to come to him all the time,
Hallelujah.
being eloquent or more spiritual than anybody else. He wants to know exactly how you feel. He says that we should cast our cares on him because he
Yes.
cares for us. And that's exactly what the scripture is. Sometimes we overthink things, and I'm one of those persons. I overthink and I'm like, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how is this going to be done. And even in that, there was another word that came to my spirit that we keep trying rather than trusting him. And he's like, why don't you stop trying to fix the problem? Why don't you stop trying to figure out the solution? Why don't you stop trying to figure out where you're going to go, what you're going to do next? Don't you think I have it all covered? And that's exactly what Elijah's story was all about. He trusted God. I mean, trusted to the T. I mean, God literally directed him where he needed to go after the brook Cherith dried up, when he had to go to that widow's house in Zarephath, right? And that's where God really showed up in his provision power. You know, he provided for Elijah right through, even though this woman, she only had that much to provide for her son and herself. She literally said, this is my last meal, you know. After this, me gone. Me and him probably go just dead because we don't have nothing else. The land didn't have enough food because there wasn't rain. So everything was dying out. Everybody was just suffering, like technically in a famine, right? Everything was scarce. And so when this woman saw this man of God coming and she had to obey based on, you know, her faith in God at the time, you know, it would be phrased to say she's now believing in the God of Elijah, which we know is a true God, right? But you know, I have to point that out because the people in that land, they were serving their idols, their false God. And so to see God show up at her door and how God used this woman who had little. Sometimes our blessing comes from the persons we least expected. Sometimes the blessing don't even look like a blessing at first. Because some of us would go to this poor widow's house
Amen.
and say, God, she don't have nothing, so oh, she gonna help me. You start to judge, and sometimes our own judgments and complaints stop the very blessing and movement of God in our own lives. And so we have to be careful who we talk to, because we never know if our blessing is wrapped up in their purpose for your life. Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord. Amen.
The
Amen.
other parts that I want to mention, and I'll wrap it up, was how God restores and he answers by fire. And I'm going to explain the last part. God restores us in so many ways. The widow's son actually died. And some of us, we probably would question that. I don't even want to get down into the whole Jamaican reaction. But we are going to see this man come, help us. My oil start refilling. I have bread same way after all that miracle would have been done. Provision was made for my child and myself. And all of a sudden, the one picnic may have dead. You're going to question God. You're going to wonder, wonder if that man you carry some curse coming on my house. How many of us would have asked ourselves that question? Because I would. I would probably be trying to figure out what just happened, because everything did nice. And I'm showing you how seasons can change. One minute everything is up and running, and next minute you're grieving, you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated, you're confused, chaos left, right, and center. And so Elijah had to cry
Thank you,
out to
Tom.
God, stretched himself over the boy, and life returned to him. Even in the house of provision, pain can come. Even in the midst of great joy,
So true.
sorrows can come. If we don't understand the changing of seasons, I'm telling you, we're going to miss out on the greater plan that God has for us. We have to understand that even when it seems like things are taken from us, mighty God, thank you, Jesus, God will restore and
Oh,
give you way
Jesus.
more than what you asked
Yes.
for. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but even when it feels, I know last week it did feel really good, boy, last week, a beer victory. You rejoice, you feel happy about yourself, you feel happy about that job. I don't know what it is that made you proud. But then this week come, everything gone done. You can't find the next money to pay the bill. This a bill come, you not have if you do. There's so many things that just start coming left, right, and center.
Oh
Somebody's in
my.
trouble inside.
Oh,
But God is
Jesus.
like that, even though all this is happening, don't let it distract you from who I am. I will restore. I will restore. And then it says he answers by fire. Elijah stood up against 450 prophets of Baal, right? In 1 Kings 18, verse 20 to 39. It says that the nation was backslidden, the altar was broken, and hope seemed gone. But Elijah rebuilt the altar with 12 stones, one for each tribe, and said, "Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel." And God answered by fire. Because guess what? The other people of the land, they wanted to prove that their false God was powerful and mighty, but they didn't know who the God of Israel was, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The fire consumed the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the water, and the people cried, "The Lord, He is God." You may be standing alone right now, but when you rebuild that altar of your heart, and call on His name, His fire, His consecrating, consuming fire will fall afresh. And it's not going to burn you up, it's going to fill your heart. Take away anything that should not be there in your spirit and make you whole. So He's renewing you, He's strengthening you, He's restoring
Hallelujah.
you. That is the God that we serve. And tonight I talk to you, but I'm speaking to myself. God will prove Himself strong when you dare to stand for Him. I will repeat, God will prove Himself strong when you dare to stand for Him. So tonight, remember that the God who fed Elijah will still provide for you. Even when it seems like it's coming from sources you didn't expect, the God who raised a widow's son can still restore you. The God who answers by fire, He's still the God with great omnipotency. He's all powerful and mighty. And it takes trusting and just letting go. And I know that's the hardest thing to do because I'm still learning. Letting go of the things you want to control, letting go of the things that you wish to happen. But God is saying, allow me to take control and let me fight your battles for you. Let me show up on your behalf. Let me speak on your behalf. Bless the name of Jesus. Let me be your guide. Let me be your strength. Let me allow your life to be overflowing with His grace. And that's the word I want to leave with you all. Pray my strength. God bless you all as I turn over to Sister Carmela in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul,
Hallelujah.
all that is within me. We bless the holy name of Jesus. I want to thank you so much, Sister Chantal, for sharing, in our devotion tonight. Praise God. And when I hear your touch, one of the scriptures that I have written down, I just smile and I say, God, you're not easy, but we will find out about it when we get further on in tonight's proceedings. And just before I begin, I just want to invite Sister Terry, who will be coming to minister to us tonight in song. And I just want to invite her to go ahead and do so. Sister Terry, are you ready?
Yes. Good night,
Bless the Lord.
saints of God.
Good night, Sister Terry.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you know that the Lord is our Redeemer, this same God that Sister Chantal spoke about, the God who answers by fire, the one who lives for our pain, for our shame, for our shortcomings. If you know tonight that Jesus lives, just open your mic and exalt His name. Just worship our Redeemer, because it
Hallelujah.
is
Thank you, Jesus.
because He lives while we can face tomorrow.
Glory to
And
you.
before Him, we couldn't wake up in the morning
Amen.
from
My
work to
God,
perform our duties. If it was our strength alone, we would have surely failed. But because our Redeemer lives, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
In the
Glory,
mighty name of Jesus, I apologize for the closing of my camera. Praise the
thank
name
you.
of Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Sing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon Where to hide till evening? Who the words alone can capture falling stars? My Redeemer, let all of creation testify. Let this land, I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. The very same God that spins things in orbit runs through the weary, the worn, and the weak, and the same gentle hand that holds me when I'm broken. They come death to bring me victory. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Creation testify. Love is love. I know my Redeemer. He lives to take away my shame and deliver forever. The payment for my sin was the precious life he gave. He's an empty grave. Hallelujah. I know. Lord. I know my Redeemer lives. The God of creation testify. Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer. I know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I know, hallelujah. I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I know, there's an empty grave. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. Say hello over in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know
Hallelujah.
My Redeemer lives. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
You know your
Thank
Redeemer
you, Jesus.
Tonight. Just send up some
Thank
worship.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you know Hallelujah. That
Almighty God, Thank you, Jesus.
God, I can the Lord and praise
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. If you know
Lord
there's
Jesus,
an empty
you are
grave,
worthy, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
your Redeemer
God,
lives.
God,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Mighty God.
Jesus, you are worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I know
Lord.
that my Redeemer
Thank
lives.
You, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sister Terry, we bless you tonight for that song. It really ministers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know that my Redeemer lives.
Hallelujah.
He's alive.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He arose
oh,
up
Jesus.
From the dark domain.
Mighty
and so he's
God.
Alive tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, our Redeemer lives.
Oh, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, mighty God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Sister. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord, mighty God. And so we bless the Lord for an opportunity to hear his word tonight. We thank him for his servant. And at this time, I'm going to be asking every heart to be praying for the speaker, a chosen by God, one that he has set apart, my God, to minister to us in such a time like this. My God, I don't know if you are aware, you know, but I know that the devil is on a loose, my God. I know that we are triumphant in God. My
Hallelujah.
God, and so we bless him for this opportunity that we can hear his word through his servant. And so I'm going to be asking each heart everywhere just to be praying for our sister Camille
Hallelujah.
Before she comes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my God.
God.
We worship you
tonight.
We
worship you, Lord.
On your word, Almighty God, cover her under your blood, Jesus, like this, mighty God, I surrender her to you tonight in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. I greet you tonight, brethren. I greet the presence of the Lord, which is very high on the platform. Mighty God, I exalt God tonight for his presence and for who he is in my life. I magnify his name. Bless the Lord. I greet you, brethren, in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus Christ. I pray that tonight, as I give you the word that God has given to me, I'll be only just a vessel, only a messenger, but it will be a word that speaks directly to your situations. And so I join with Elder in just inviting you to open up your spirits, my God, and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And so tonight, brethren, I want to share with you the word that came from the Lord to me. And I'm talking, the theme that I'm going to be focusing on for tonight is hold your peace. Hold your peace. And I remember when I struggled and I tarried for a word, and you know, I was struggling and I was saying to Elder Boy, I can't get a word. And you know, when the word came, even after the word came, I wasn't sure, because I said, God, hold your peace. You sure that's what you want to say to your people? But he would have started to download some things, you know, and he just gave me, and he said, this is what I want you to share on. And so hold your peace. And so when we look at the word hold, it's a verb. And according to an online source, it refers to the act or manner of grasping something, you know, like you grip something, a firm hold, right? And another meaning, which I like, says it's a particular way of grasping or restraining something. Hold your peace. When we think about your peace, we're talking about a deep state of mind, a deep calm contentment, sorry, is a deep calm contentment that is free from inner conflict, which is worry, or it is also free from external strife. And so, in other words, nothing that is happening around me in my inward parts and in my external interactions is able to provoke a certain reaction out of me. I am just nonchalant and unresponsive to this particular course of action. That would be our peace. Praise God. And so when I think about the phrase, hold your peace, it is an active intention to restrain or grasp a deep contentment that is free from worry and that is unaffected by external forces. Amen. So it's that deep, it's an active intention. So it takes us being active to hold that deep contentment that is not bothered by worry and neither is it bothered by external circumstances. And you might say, what do I mean by being active? You know, even though when we think of peace, we think of something being calm. When you're holding your peace, it requires us to be active, meaning you are choosing, you're exercising, you're sustaining that peace deliberately. It's not something that just happened over, like, you know, it's just happening to me. No, it
Amen.
requires
Yes.
doing a deliberate effort. It's me choosing and knowing, you know, I'm being aware of what is happening and choosing to do it nonetheless. Hallelujah. And you know, many persons are of the impression that holding your peace, many persons are of the impression that holding your peace is synonymous with being still. And it is. But the impression that they have is that holding your peace means there's no action. But holding your peace, you know, they think it means to do nothing, to just wait passively or just to ignore the circumstance. Something
You got to
happened, I'm
fight
just
for your
holding my
peace.
peace. You know, I'm just doing nothing because I'm holding my peace. But tonight I want to challenge that misconception because in reality, holding your peace is highly active. If you're going to hold your peace, you must be, first of all, intentional. You must be disciplined and you must have an engaged posture. My God, not in the physical, but in the mind and in the heart. Hallelujah. When we look at the word of God in Exodus 14, when the children of Israel saw the Egyptians were coming up on one side and the Red Sea was on the other side and they were in the middle and they started to argue, Moses said to them in verse 14, he says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them no more forever. The Lord shall
Hallelujah.
fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And I know that this is a very common scripture. We know this. You know, you hear it and you've read it or you know about it. But tonight I want us to shift our focus from verse 14 that says the Lord is going to fight for you and you are going to hold your peace. And I want us to look a little deeper on verses 15 and 16, which says, the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they may go forward. But lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And so, when we look at this scripture, we realize that holding your peace does not mean not doing anything.
As Moses held his peace, you know what he did? He sought the Lord for instructions. Mighty God, as the children of Israel were now encouraged to hold their peace, what did they had a part to play? They had to now walk in obedience to the instructions that were given. So at no point in this scripture did we notice them holding their peace and doing nothing. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Mighty
Amen.
God.
Amen.
But my scripture
oh God.
Tonight, my scripture of focus really is that of 2 Kings chapter 18. And when I looked at the scripture, we see it's the story of King Hezekiah, who was the king of Judah. And, you know, he began his reign. And the Bible says that he did everything that was right in the sight of God. He trusted God. He was faithful to him. And as such, no other king of Judah before or after Hezekiah could compare with him. That's what the word of God says. He was obedient to God. And because of that, he was successful in all that he did. Mighty God. He destroyed the people's idols and the golden snakes and you know, that the people would worship. Now, King Hezekiah refused to bow to the Assyrian king. And so because of this, he rebelled against him. And so the Assyrian army, you know, if you read that scripture and you read the scriptures before, you know that this is a well-known army for defeating others and for being victorious. So for Hezekiah to now stand up to this army, you know, the Assyrian king did not take it too lightly. And so he sent out a message to King Hezekiah. And King Hezekiah sent out his men to receive the message from the messengers. And the message, according to the messengers, they came to ask King Hezekiah some questions. He said, what are you trusting in that makes you so confident? Do you think that mere words can substitute for military skills and strength?
Come on now.
Who are you counting on? My God,
oh,
that you
Jesus.
Have rebelled
Hallelujah.
Against me. In other words, who do you think you are that you want to come up against me? Perhaps you're going to say you're trusting in God. But isn't he the one who you insulted, Hezekiah? Mighty God. And so as they would have
My
shared,
God.
they had a hidden motive. They wanted to drive fear into the officers. But King Hezekiah's army, you know, they stood there and they listened and they held their peace. They were ridiculed, you know, they were spoken of, they talk about God like, you know. It's nobody at all. False claims that God has commanded their army to attack. Jesus trying to intimidate and discourage resistance. And while they were doing this, you know, one of the things that I noticed, the men from, they held their peace. They were not passive and they just and surrendered and said, look here, we're going to come with you. They held their peace. At a point, they even said to them, let us not talk Hebrew. So that the people around us will understand what you're saying. But the Assyrians, they spoke Hebrew all the more. Even unto the actual people who were listening, they started to speak. They even said to them, do not let Hezekiah trust in the Lord. Trust, make you trust in the Lord. The Lord will surely deliver us. And say, okay, do not let King Hezekiah make you believe in the Lord and say the Lord will surely deliver us and this city will not be given into the hand of King Assyria. He said, don't listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the King of Assyria, make your peace and come with me. They were
come
trying
on
to change their
My
mind
God.
To say,
My God.
Yes, they were trying to fear in them, but
yes.
They did not fold. You know what they did? They held their peace.
Peace.
I love verse
Come on
36.
Now.
Verse 36 says, but the people were silent and they did
yes.
not utter a word.
Hallelujah.
Because Hezekiah had commanded them, do not answer. Hallelujah. They held their peace. Mighty God. When we think
oh,
about
God.
The events
Hallelujah.
That are unfolding in the scripture, I'm sure we can agree that for them to have held their peace, it required true discipline. Can you imagine
yes.
people come
yes.
up to you saying all these kind of things and you know who you are in God? Hallelujah. And for you to not react, my
come
God,
on,
it requires discipline. They must have
yes.
been embarrassed by the situation at hand. They were spoken down to. I'm thinking emotions must have risen up at some point. But guess what? They held their peace. How many times have we been oppressed by the enemy? How many times have we been taunted and ridiculed? How many times have we been taken for granted, my God, and felt like you just snap and just give somebody a piece of your mind? But the Lord is saying tonight, hold your peace.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus. Holding your peace requires effort and intentionality. Mighty God. Holding your peace will keep us, will allow us to step back from the situation. That's what it does. It allows us to step back and to surrender to Jesus and say, see to your Jesus, mighty God. Holding your peace requires us to shift our focus, because we were focused so much on the situation. When we are charged by God to hold our peace, we step back and our focus is no longer on the situation. Our focus is on Almighty God. Hallelujah. Mighty God. It gives us a chance to step away from our emotions, to step away from the circumstances, to step away from the chaos, mighty God.
Yes.
To step away sometimes even from the people who are around us, mighty God. And just to shift our focus and place it on our God, listening and carrying out the instructions that he gave. That's what it requires of us, to hold our peace, mighty God.
Oh,
the
Jesus.
Men were mocked. They were taunted. They were teased. Who's gonna defend you? But they listened to the voice of their master, who told them, do not answer. Hold your peace, mighty God.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Holding your peace tonight
Hallelujah.
Requires us to keep our minds and our hearts on Almighty God. It cannot be done alone.
No.
It cannot be done alone, mighty God. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, mighty God. Our focus has to be on the Lord in order for us to hold our peace.
Hallelujah.
It's not the chaos that is around us. It's not the bill that is unpaid. It's not the discomfort in our bodies. It's not the unfair treatment that we're faced with at work. Yes, holding our peace, shift our focus, and places our focus on Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 And so when we hold our peace, it connects us. We shift our focus first. Hallelujah. And then it connects us to God's divine authority. Mighty God. When you hold your peace, people of God, you become aligned to God's authority, not your own. Mighty God. When we look at the story of Elisha and the Syrian army in 2 Kings 6, verse 16 and 17, we see where Elisha was compassed about with trouble. Mighty God. His servant became so flustered and asked, Master, what shall we do? But Elisha did what? He held his peace. They who are with us are more than those who are against us. He held
Hallelujah.
His peace. Mighty God. That peace aligned him with God's divine authority and revealed to Elisha the invisible army of horses and chariots of fire that were on the mountains. Mighty God. You see, when you hold your peace, when the situation rears up like a storm in front of you, and God somehow, you allow the Holy Spirit to help you to hold your peace, it aligns you. It opens up your spiritual eyes. My God. It lets you see God's hand at work. Mighty God. Elisha saw God's hand work when he held his peace and he looked and he prayed for the servant beside him. His eyes were open and he saw God's hand at work. I am telling you tonight, the word from God says, people of God, hold your peace. Mighty
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Holding your peace is going to give you clarity in your thoughts. It's going to prevent you from exercising clouded judgment. Mighty God. Hold your peace.
Jesus,
mighty God.
Mighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mighty
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Holding your peace tonight confronts the enemy silently. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It doesn't argue. It doesn't panic. It doesn't seek immediate justice. It doesn't require a show. It doesn't require proving a point. You don't have to prove no point. Hold your peace. Hallelujah. It positions
Amen.
you for divine intervention. Because when you
My
hold
God.
your peace, you step back, you know. Remember, when you hold your peace, you step back and you say, God, step in. So it positions you for divine intervention. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many times we are faced with some situations, big and small, and we try to deal with it on our own. We try to,
yes.
you know, we try to just fix the situation. Like, I just want it to fix. And sometimes we are the very ones who stand in the way, becoming a hindrance to what God
Oh,
is about
God.
to do in our
Yes.
situations. Mighty God, holding your peace tonight, my God, hallelujah,
Jesus.
requires you to step back. It will not allow us to stand in the way of our own success when God is trying to change a situation. Hallelujah.
My God.
Holding your peace
Mighty
positions
God.
you for
Glory to
divine
God.
intervention from a holy God, from a never failing God. It just allows you to step out of the way and just make God come in. My God, holding
Yes.
your peace, get this one, creates a channel for miracles, signs, and wonders. Mark
Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
holding your peace is a
Hallelujah.
channel. Mighty God, you see, when you're not in the way, you see, when you step back and you say, Jesus, come, and Jesus, step in. Guess what happened? Miracles come. Guess what happened?
Yes.
Signs come. Guess what happened?
Yes.
Wonders begin to unfold. Holding your
Yes.
peace. Oh, God, this is a channel
Jesus.
for signs and wonders and miracles in
Almighty
the name of
God.
Jesus. Mighty
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
My God.
This is the hardest part. Holding your peace, it requires absolute surrender to Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without surrender, our peace becomes fragile.
Yeah.
Your peace starts to depend on the circumstances. Your peace starts to align with what is happening. So everything is good and I'm at peace and it's turmoil and I'm worried. But when you hold your peace, you surrender everything to Almighty God. Your peace
Yes.
becomes sustained. It doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter how the things shift. It doesn't matter if the mountains are removed and are being carried into the midst of the sea. You're going to hold your
Mighty
peace.
God.
Hallelujah. And God is going to work it out for you. It requires
Hallelujah.
surrender. It requires surrendering control of our situations,
Yes.
of the timing, of the outcome to Almighty God. It means trusting in God's ability over yours, mighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is us
Amen.
When we decide to hold our peace, people of God. It is us realizing that we have a strength that is limited. And so we step back and allow God, with his infinite strength, to step in and to take charge of the situation. Mighty
My
God.
God.
But we must
Hallelujah.
surrender. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In order for us to hold our peace. It's not as easy as it sound. You might say, Sister Camille, you don't know what going on. It's not easy. It's not as easy. I never said it was easy, but it requires surrender to Almighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you can surrender to God completely, you can hold your peace. Mighty God. When we begin to surrender,
oh,
that
Jesus.
Soil becomes our surrender becomes a soil for peace to grow within us.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, hold your peace tonight. Mighty God, holding your peace tonight requires consistency. It requires discipline. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Consistency meaning I am not fazed by the situation or the circumstances. Regardless of what is happening, regardless of what is going on around me, my God, and or how I'm feeling, I am choosing to hold your peace. I want to remind us tonight that holding your peace is not something that you do. Many are, God. We are of the misconception that it's something that you do. No, it's a state of the heart. It is a way of being. It is a posture, a spiritual posture. Jesus, it goes beyond the physical act of remaining silent or appearing to be calm. Mighty God, holding your peace tonight is a spiritual posture. We need to understand that for the heart to become a place where peace is sustained, we must make a continual and an intentional effort to practice holding our peace. Mighty God, hallelujah. Over time, it becomes, this discipline becomes rooted in our spirit and it transforms our character. Mighty God. I want to share an experience that happened to me today. I want you to understand, mighty God. I want to share with you something that happened to me that allowed my life to flash before my eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Mighty God. I am on fall break. And so I've been home since today. And I got up this morning and I went into prayer in the closet. And, you know, I spoke to Elder Edwards, mighty God. And she was asking me, how are you doing? Because I had a pain in my chest for some time, you know? And she said, how are you doing? And I said, the pain is there. It's faint, but it's there. And, you know, she would have said to me, pour some eucalyptus oil in a cup, pour hot water on it and sweeten it with honey and drink it for your stomach. And I got up and I followed the instructions. And when I was doing it, it's like something was inside of me saying, you know, eucalyptus oil, I've never heard of that being consumed before. But I said, you know what? I'm not going to be disobedient. I'm going to do it. And so I poured the oil, I poured the water, I sweetened it with honey, and I drank it. And that was from after 9. And I went into the closet and I prayed, and Elder Carl, and we prayed, and we finished.
Jesus.
And when we were done, maybe sometime after 11, she said to me, I'm going to drink my hot water with oil of peppermint as well. And I said, oil of peppermint? I said, what do you mean, oil of peppermint? You told me eucalyptus oil. And she said, no, I told you oil of peppermint. And I said, no, man. And I take up the phone and I search through the messages. And I said, no, you said eucalyptus oil. And she said, oh, my God, I meant oil of peppermint. My God. And there, I took up the eucalyptus oil and I looked at it and I saw on it, not for internal consumption, something to that effect. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so I said it to her and she said, what? And I started a research online. It's eucalyptus oil harmful for consumption. And by the time I put it in, it came up, yes, it should not be consumed. It is toxic. Mm. It can be fatal. And then it started listing the symptoms. And I was just reading it for Elder Edwards. It said it can lead to stroke, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. My God. Raise in blood pressure, fluttering of the heart, relapse of the limbs, where you lose strength in your body, and all of that was going on. And I can tell you, Ella Edwards on the other line was so remorseful. It was almost as if she was freaking out, and she said, "Good," and the information from the internet says, go to the emergency room with immediate effect. And so she said, call your husband and go because I don't want you driving. And then I took up the phone and I called my husband and I said, where are you? He said, I'm about 15 minutes out. I said, babe, you have to come take me to the emergency room. He said, what happened? I said, I drank eucalyptus oil. And he freaked out just the same. So when I looked, Elder was freaking out over there. My husband was freaking out over there. My mind, can I tell you, my mind was freaking out on me.
Jesus.
But I heard the Holy Spirit said to
Hallelujah.
me,
Camille,
Hallelujah. And so when I started, I booked a phone, I booked an appointment same time for a teledoctor. I contacted a family member who is a nurse. And I said, Jesus, what am I going to do? My thought in my mind,
God,
you are going to die. You're going
Jesus.
To leave your son. Your son is going to be mistreated. Elder is not going to be able to live with the guilt. Your mother is going to freak out. Your friends are going to be affected.
Jesus.
All of that was going on in my mind.
About to
mind.
Feel.
I can't
Hallelujah.
Tell you, mighty God, brethren, I can't tell you how I don't know how I took up the phone. I don't know how I contacted the doctor. I don't know how, mighty God, I spoke to the doctor.
Jesus.
I called poison control. All of that was going on in the physical, where in my mind it was a spiritual turmoil. Mighty God. But
mighty
I hear
God.
The voice
Jesus
of God said
Christ.
To me, come here, hold your peace. And so
my
I don't
Jesus.
Know what your situation is today. You
mighty
might be
God.
Saying,
mighty
come here,
God.
Don't understand
Jesus.
The chaos. Come here, don't
Jesus.
Know what is happening. I know from my experience, everything around me seemed to be caving in. My mind was telling me, this is it. At one point, I was prepared. I said, God, prepare my soul to meet you. And then at another
oh,
point,
Jesus.
And wait, but I can't give up.
Mighty
Holding your peace
God.
Does not mean to give up. Holding your peace means you're going to be active and use that discipline to fight. And so I said, God, I said, you are not done with me yet. I said, this word must go forth on prayer portal
Jesus.
Tonight. I said, God, you
God.
I am too young. There's so much more out there for me to do. I am going to hold my peace tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so
Jesus.
I want to
Jesus.
Say to you, holding your
oh,
peace
man.
Sometimes
Thank you,
it's not
Jesus.
Easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. Holding your peace sometimes will allow your mind to go against
Mighty
you.
God, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But in the midst of it
yes,
all,
Lord.
There was that
My
voice
God.
Behind me. There was that voice behind me that kept saying, it is your mind. Hold your peace. Brethren, I must tell you, once I start reading the symptoms, everything that I read started happening to my body. Mighty God. My heart
oh,
started
God.
To flutter. My tongue became heavy and slurred. None of this was happening, but my mind was telling me that this is what is happening. Mighty God, my lips became weak. I was walking around the
Jesus.
Table. I was holding on to the table. You don't understand what I'm talking about. But in the midst of that storm, in the midst of that chaos, there was the voice of the Holy Spirit in my mind. The voice of God was saying to me, Camille, hold your peace. Mighty God, hallelujah.
Mighty God, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Mighty God.
Thank
and
you,
so
Jesus.
That's when I realized,
you,
holding your peace. I was still writing the sermon. And that's when the Holy Spirit would have brought to me, holding your peace is not something that you do, because you could not have done it with the situation that happened today. It is a spiritual posture.
Mighty God.
It is an affair of the heart. The heart has to be prepared. Mighty
My
God.
God.
But let me tell you how God would have prepared me. Hallelujah. Before it happened. Mighty God. And so when I prayed and I say, God, but you know, your word says I can drink poison and I will not die. And the word of God, and I was putting the situation before him. And you know, he said to me, but you prayed about this situation this morning. And I said to him,
Jesus.
I did not, Mr. God, me not even aware of any of it. What are you talking about? And he brought me back to when I just got in the closet and I was praying. And while I was surrendering to God, the Holy Spirit kept saying to me, allow me to take over your members so I can speak on your behalf. And so I was there and the tongues came, but I kept fighting it because I had so much on my heart that I thought I wanted to put before the Lord. And so every time I would start to pray, In normal words, you know, the Holy Spirit would take over and gone off in tongues. And I realized and I come back and I'm fighting. And the Holy Spirit said to me this morning, he said, don't fight it. I am trying to make intercession
Jesus.
On your behalf. And so when he brought me back, he said, you prayed about this already this morning. When you surrendered to
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit of God, he made intercession on your behalf. Holding your peace, people of God, requires surrender
Hallelujah.
To Almighty God. It is me trusting him to say, I don't know what you're going to say, but I don't need to know what you're saying. I know you're saying it on my behalf. And I trust you.
Mighty
you
God.
Are going
Mighty
to,
God.
Make intercession on the things that are good for me. So I don't even have to understand. I surrender myself to you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Holding your peace requires, Hallelujah. Oh God, surrender. Hallelujah. It's a
yes.
spiritual
It's an affair of the heart. So
yes.
it's not a one-time thing. It's not an
no.
action. We can't depend on the flesh
Hallelujah.
To hold our peace. We have to train the heart. My Rebbe, so we have to train the heart, mighty God,
yes.
to hold the peace. So when situations come upon us and the flesh, The flesh fail me, people of God. The flesh shut down on me.
Oh,
mighty
God,
God,
oh, God,
my
oh,
mind,
God.
My head feel heavy. My legs were giving way. My tongue, I keep talking.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. To listen if there's a slur in my speech. Mighty God. When I felt the pain in my head, I said, yes, this is a stroke. Yes, that's what the mind was telling me.
Amen.
And the flesh was receiving it. I did not know, hallelujah, that God would have prepared
Jesus.
Me. Hallelujah. God would have prepared
Mighty
me from
God.
The morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm. He prepared my heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He placed peace. He planted it there. Hallelujah. He can plant it in
Jesus.
Your heart today.
Jesus.
You only need to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Mighty God. Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Mighty
Hallelujah.
God.
It takes surrender, brethren.
God. Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
So is there chaos around you tonight?
Jesus.
What is your situation tonight? Mighty God.
Jesus.
What is your situation tonight? Mighty God. When the Shunammite woman met Elisha, God, and he told her, you're going to have a child. And he said, nobody, you know, get me hopes up, you know. Me, all right. Hallelujah. He prayed for a child, and she gave birth. And then guess what?
Jesus.
The child died. Can you imagine the chaos? Can you imagine? Oh, God, I cannot imagine my one child die on me. I can't tell you what would happen. And for those of us who have children, we know, my God, it's unfathomable.
Yes.
But she lost it. She held her peace. She walked, oh God. And when the servant saw him, he said, what happened to you? He said, it is well, my Haraba.
Yes.
It is
God,
well.
It is.
She held her peace tonight, people of God.
Oh,
she held
Jesus.
It. And so I encourage you, hold your peace. Are you battling sickness?
Yes.
You don't know what it is. Are you in a storm that is raging hell and high water? Hallelujah. Are you in a financial struggle? Whatever your situation is, hold your peace. My God.
Jesus.
Are you in a situation at work where you are taunted or targeted or provoked? Or you feel like you're less than? People talk down to you. Hold your peace. My God.
Jesus.
Is your marriage falling apart? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. God is saying,
yes,
hold
your peace.
Hallelujah.
Are you in distress? Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God, for the past
Hallelujah.
2 weeks.
Thank
so,
you,
I think
Jesus.
It was last week or the week before that I testified of a situation where this boy in my class pushed me out of the way. And when I come home and I reflect, I couldn't understand
Jesus.
How I didn't retaliate. I can't understand up until this day. But I will tell you, God allowed me to hold my peace. Mighty
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's not that I didn't deal with the situation. I just didn't deal with it in the physical. I came home and the first place I went was in my prayer closet because that is where, oh God, I have
Jesus,
authority.
Jesus.
And so I exercised my authority there and I held my peace in the physical. Come on, people of God. You will not be able to hold your peace in the physical if you don't first surrender it to God in the spiritual.
Mighty
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Whatever your situation is tonight, actively hold your peace. Jesus,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You could be in distress. You could be fatigued. You could be exhausted, overwhelmed, whatever. Hold your peace. Mighty
yes.
God. Mighty God. Remember, as I close, that holding your peace, mighty
Hallelujah.
God, does not require us to sit down and do nothing. That's not what it means.
Oh,
holding your peace means that you're going to actively choose to shift your focus from the situation, from the emotion, from the circumstances, from the people around you. And you're going to channel, oh God, your eyes, your shift, your focus on Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what it means to hold your peace. Remember, it is a spiritual posture. Hallelujah. And it needs cultivation.
Yes.
It needs to birth in the heart. Mighty God. It needs to birth in the heart and it needs to be maintained in the heart, mighty God, before it can manifest in the physical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. God, it requires us releasing control to God.
Yes.
Faith in control to God. That's what it requires. It requires us meditating on the word of God. It requires us hiding the word of God in our hearts. It requires an active obedience to what God, hallelujah, what God has told you to do. Mighty God, Jesus, Jesus.
My God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Most of all tonight, if you don't remember anything, remember it is a channel to the divine manifestation of the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hold your peace tonight, hold people of God. Hallelujah. Sister Chantal, hold your peace.
Hallelujah.
Sister Shanique, hallelujah. Hold your peace. Mighty God. Yes, hold it. Hold on to it. Jesus. Brother Nigel, hold your peace tonight.
Peace.
In the name of Jesus.
Karen,
hold your peace. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. It doesn't matter. Hold your peace tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so when all of that would have happened,
yes,
as I close off with a testimony and I called the poison control center and I would have spoken to them, they said the eucalyptus oil, because it was diluted, hallelujah, and because of the amount that was used, it's going to be harmless. She says, you're going to be fine.
My
you,
God,
and even
Jesus.
When
the Thank human you, mind, Jesus.
The human mind, the human mind. Because even when she said that, I said to her, Mom, I'm talking about eucalyptus oil. That's what I'm and she said, Mom, I know. Hallelujah. I understand. I hear you. And she said, it's more common than you thought. It's more common than you thought. But you're going to be fine. She says, are you okay? And I said to her, I don't feel any pain. I said, my head feels funny. It feels light. But
oh, Jesus.
She said, are you dizzy? I said, no, but my head feels light. And it's like she's saying, your head feel lighter, you're not dizzy. I said, no, I'm not dizzy. But I know it's the mind that is telling me that my head is light. She says, right, drink a lot of water, flush your system, mighty God. And so when I stand to testify tonight of the
Jesus.
Power of Almighty God, I want you to understand the God that I serve, the one who is able to show up, hallelujah, in situations, in turmoil, in chaos, and allow you to hold your peace and bring deliverance
yes.
at the end to mighty God. And so I know tonight, hallelujah, that what happened today had to happen because the glory of God had to be manifested.
Hallelujah.
I know
Amen
that
now.
I'm on a level higher tonight because my trust in God is even more. It's the word of God that has come to pass.
Yes.
I have been, Lord God, the word of God say you will be bitten by a snake. You will drink poison. It won't do you nothing. I am a living
Jesus.
Testimony tonight of what God has
Hallelujah.
Done, of that word being manifested
yes.
tonight in my life in the name of Jesus. And so as you go, don't think I'm just coming and just saying, look here, hold your peace. No, I have lived it. I have proven it. Hold
Mighty
your peace,
God,
because it
Mighty
opens up
God.
That portal for divine manifestation. It opens up that portal
oh, Jesus.
For wonders. It opens up that portal for miracles to come in your life. Don't
oh,
stand
Jesus.
In the way of that miracle. Don't stand in the way of God working. Don't be a hindrance to your own
Mighty God.
Hold your peace tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold
oh, Jesus.
Peace. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hold
yes,
your
Lord.
Peace.
Yes, Lord.
Hold
yes, Jesus.
Your peace. Hallelujah.
Mighty
I hand over
God.
To
Mighty
Sister
God.
Nadine. God bless you, people of God.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Your peace.
Jesus.
Hold
Jesus.
Your peace.
God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 My God, what a word. What a word. What a word. What a word. Children
Jesus.
Of God, can we unmute and
mighty
give God some
Jesus,
praise?
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Bless you, mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 I feel good in my spirit tonight. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's this song that came to my mind. It's one of those African songs that say, we say, my God is good. Oh, I don't know if you know that. I only know that part of it. And when I want to rejoice in my God and that comes to me, I will sing it that one part over and over. So tonight we can join with the writer and say, yes, our God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. And he would have loved us to fall with peace.
Hallelujah.
What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around. Hallelujah. For our good. And testimony come tonight. And we are empowered and we are encouraged. Mighty God, that our God is on our side. He's fighting for us. My God, and he's here with us, present with us. All we have to do is hold our peace and be reminded. It's not just sitting down, not saying anything. It's not just not moving, not just being still physically, but being praying, mighty God, and being giving God the prayers and allow him, put him in front and allow him to work for us. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If Mr. Kenesha Brown is on the line, I will be asking her now if she could come on and pray for our speaker tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Camille. Continue to work for the Lord. Continue to trust God.
Oh,
I can see for myself where the enemy is launching attacks here, there, and everywhere in different areas, trying to bring God's people down, trying to feel God's people feel discouraged, trying to make me feel like God is not working for us. He's not fighting for us. Hallelujah. But all we got to do tonight as the word comes, that we are to hold our peace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So Nadine, let me just testify that the pain that was in my stomach, the reason I had that to drink, it's gone. It's nowhere. So what the enemy meant to poison, God used it to bring healing.
Bless the Lord.
Mighty God. So the pain is gone. Hallelujah. And the enemy meant it for evil, but God turned it around for good. Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Bless the name
Mighty God.
Oh, our God is good, brethren. My God, sometimes some things happen, and we say, God, where are you? God, you forget we, and we all of it. But let us just roll with peace and make him fight for us. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Sister Kenesha, are you there? Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The great things he has done, is doing, and will continue to do. Good evening, everyone. Let us
praise God.
Good evening, Sister Kenesha.
And pray. I'm on the road, so I'm outside. So if you hear any loud noise, I apologize in advance.
You're fine.
Hands and hearts, and pray for this powerful woman of God. That
hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Try to bring fear and confusion.
Yes.
Himself victorious once again. So to God be the glory.
Let's
go. Oh, matchless and merciful God.
Hallelujah.
Elijah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God who reveals to us, Lord God Almighty, your word, your wisdom, giving us, granting us revelation, Lord God. Who are we to be considered by you, Lord God Almighty? Yet you consider us. Yet you show us mercy. Yet, Lord God Almighty, you provide and protect us, Lord God. And I thank you, Holy Righteous Father, for our Sister Camille this night, Lord God Almighty.
Yes,
your chosen vessel, Lord. Many times, Lord God Almighty, we pray and we ask you to see more of you, to see a deep form of you, Lord God. But we don't know that you will. But Lord God Almighty, thank you that she does not only have the word to speak tonight, but she has the experience. She has a built up confidence, called God Almighty, not because heard it from someone else, but she has gotten to that place of understanding what it is and could come to us tonight, Lord God, to share what it means, Lord God, Lord God, to uphold your peace, what it means to accept and live your peace regardless of what the circumstances are. Lord God Almighty, I thank you, Holy Righteous Father, for covering, protecting her, her mind, her organs, Lord God. So much.
Yes, Lord.
God Almighty, but you miraculously not only comforted her mind, but you comforted her spirit. You comforted her soul, Lord God. And I thank you, Holy Righteous Father, for your blood covering over her. I thank you, Lord. Her that you are the God who is in charge of her life, and no demon, no devil in hell, Lord God Almighty, can cause any premature death or any harm to come to her, that you have granted her peace, Lord God, to know that Lord God Almighty will have long life. She will have long life, Almighty God of heaven, because she fears you. And your word declares, Lord God Almighty, in the book of Psalms, that he who fears you, the gift is long life. Lord God, I thank you that she,
thank you, Jesus,
Almighty God, not only her natural parents, but her spiritual parents. So long life is her portion, Lord God.
And
cut off. She will not lose, Almighty God, any blessings that you have for her, but that, Lord God, greater shall come, just like greater came, Lord God Almighty, from this experience that she had today, where the enemy meant for evil, you turned it for good. And not
my only God,
good Lord God, you did an abundant good. You caused
Hallelujah.
Her revelation with you, Lord, and I pray that she will hold steadfast, Almighty God, to that depth in you, Lord God Almighty, that confidence built up in you, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word is true and what you say is and will continue to be, because you are a covenant-keeping God.
Hallelujah.
Almighty, even now, for comforting the heart of her husband, the heart of Almighty God, Elder Edward, Holy Righteous Father, comforting, bringing comfort and peace, Lord God Almighty, like they've never experienced before, in your holy name, Lord. I thank you for her ministry. I thank you that the devil has lost, that this head, Almighty God, will not be removed, so that the people will scatter, that, Lord God Almighty, the ministry of prayer portal to heaven will continue. And every word that you have spoken over her life and her ministry shall and will come to pass, because you are the covenant keeping God. You're the
Amen.
Same there be and there was. There was no question. Darkness could not question if light was going to come. The waters could not question if there was going to be a separation, Lord God Almighty. Nothing questioned, Lord God, what you said. So we thank you that your word that has gone forth, the expansion of this ministry, the Almighty God, wiring of the building, the increase to your woman servant in wisdom, Lord God Almighty, in revelatory knowledge, in the name of Jesus, manifesting, Almighty God, the power of your resurrection, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, I thank you for doing what only you can do. I thank you again, Lord God Almighty, for this night. Such an encouragement, Lord Jesus. Every weapon, even in thought, it's got every witch, every war. Try to form a weapon and declare it nullified in the name of
Jesus. Name of Jesus.
It will not prosper. I declare that it will not form, that confusion, Almighty God, will come to their mind even now.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Prosper. It shall prosper. It shall prosper under the
blood in the name of Jesus.
The Christ of Nazareth. It shall and will prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that you are God. And it be no Buddha. Jesus. Amen. Had it not been for you, Lord God
Jesus,
Almighty,
Jesus.
In a different night tonight. But God, I thank you that you are God. I give you all God. Glory, honor, and praise. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Kenesha, and God bless you. Sister Camille, we just want to tell you that we love you. We appreciate you. And we are praying for you. And as Sister Kenesha would have prayed just now, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because the work of God must go on. And if God called you into this ministry, then he will take you. Trials and crosses, tests and trials and all of it. But he will carry you through. Amen. God bless you, Sister Camille, amen, in Jesus' name. And tonight, I just want to take the opportunity to invite somebody to the Lord. If you are here and you have not surrendered to him as your Lord and Savior, as your King, as your Redeemer, the opportunity tonight is yours to do so. You know, it calls you, my God. And sometimes when he calls person with harden their hearts and stiffen their necks, mighty God, we would not want that for you tonight. But we just want for you to surrender to his lordship and let him be the Lord of your life. If you're here and you surrender, I just, take the privilege and the time out that you can contact one of the members of the administration, you know, and they will guide you further on. They have a class that teach young converts, and we will be able to encourage you and help you as you continue on this journey. God bless you. And so tonight, brethren, be strong in the Lord and hold your peace. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and hold your peace. Remember, we are in warfare, and we are not to think it's strange when fiery trials come. My God Almighty, we are going to go through. And I always tell myself when I say that scripture, we are not standing in, but we are going through. And so the Lord will take us through whatever situation, and because he's there for us, and he is leading us, and he is guiding us. God bless you tonight. Thank you for being here. Open your microphone, and I want you to give God a big hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Powerful, and he is mighty. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At this time, as we get ready to close off, is there anyone have any testimony? Are there something that you want to share with us of the goodness of the Lord? You can do so before we close. Praise God.
Oh God, I am so grateful. I don't have words to express how grateful I am for tonight and being able to be on and to hear Prophetess Camille's testimony and just her revelation of truly what peace is.
Yes.
Because I've been going through I think a sister Antal had said it, which is like, you know, you're seeking the Lord and something come true for you, you're like, all right, yes, all right. And then in the midst of a celebration, just like with the woman that Elisha had blessed, in the midst of the celebration, something else start, things start happening that make you question, not God. No, sir, I could have never you. this could not be you. Could not be. But then you have to get to that point, that place. And that's what has been happening to me. I'm in the process of relocating and found myself in some financial difficulties. So I am here believing the Lord. I believe in the Lord for open doors, believe in the Lord just to make things happen. And then at my church, my first lady, because my pastor's birthday is coming up. They live in Florida. So she's planning a trip, well, a birthday party, birthday celebration. And so she and I were speaking, and she asked me if I would come up with the boys. I tell her I would love to come up, but you know, I don't know, because I really don't know. So she said, you know, I'm also seeking God regarding your accommodations for persons who are coming up. So just help me pray. I said, yeah, man, But in the midst of all of that, I'm still on my present. You understand? You're like, okay, this is this big old elephant is right before me. I cannot see that mouse. I can't see beyond it. So then I remember she reached out to me and she said, guess what? Someone is someone is going to be blessing you and the boys with the ticket. So I said, people are gonna wait. I didn't know how to. We never know how to first God.
Hallelujah.
Because I said, but we never know how to worship God for real, you know. Because I said,
Jesus.
But God, I would have put more. I would think that this move would be more important than the play tickets. I said, I don't know, but so I said, you know what, God, I'll leave it to you because at the end of the day,
it's the start.
You know,
to come.
Yes, I say, you know what you're doing. I have no clue. And even though it seems as if it's getting harder, you're still opening doors. You're still opening doors. Mm. So I said, you know what? I'm going to start to just live in your peace and just wait on you. I'm just going to wait on you. And so as I wait on the Lord and I remind myself daily, just like Prophet Camille has said, that it is a heart condition. You have to condition your heart to say, listen, this is what we're doing. It doesn't matter what is happening. This is what we're doing. That's what Jesus did. He said, it don't matter even if my sweat turned blood, I'm going to go to the cross because there is more.
Oh,
there is more to be accomplished. There is more to come from it than what I am seeing now in the present. There is more to this betrayal than Judas going and selling me for 30 pieces of silver. There is more to it.
Mighty God.
As I continue to wait, the Lord opened another door for me.
Amen.
Someone said, because I was trying to get a loan. So someone reached out to me and said, well, I was getting a loan, but they said I would have to pay back a certain amount and I have to pay it back in a certain amount of time. So I sat on it and I said, my word, if I do this, I can't do it now, but it's going to stretch me. And somebody reached out to me and said, guess what? I'm going to give you the loan and I'm not even going to charge you any interest. And you have a way longer time to pay back, you know, and that's what we're starting with. And I just have to give God thanks. Little by little, he's just opening doors. And I said, God, you know what you're doing? Because if you had given me that cash, the play ticket, I'm never going to buy.
Yes.
So I just wanted to share that it's not an easy task, but it's a worthy task. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. My God is good. Oh, I am telling you, he keeps working and working and coming through for his people time and time again. Hold your peace, brethren, and let God work it out for you. God bless you. Elder Edwards, do you have any last word before we do our final closing off in prayer?
Yes, Sister Nadine.
Praise God.
I just want to say God is good, bad. My God. In Jamaica term. My God is good. And I just want to glorify him tonight and praise him. I just want to tell him thanks. I want to tell him I love him. I adore him. I appreciate him. And I exalt him. Praise the Lord. God. I just want to use this opportunity to remind us of Faith Defenders, Brother Scott, Bible study Saturday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. It's the same link. So I'm inviting everyone here to join us and invite somebody along with you. I also say that next week, Thursday, will be our hymn off. We are going to sing until the power of the Lord come down.
My God.
Amen. And so I just want to encourage you to choose a hymn and you're going to just choose it and just come to minister to the hearts of people. So next week, same time, same place, same link, hymn off. Just come prepared for us to worship the Lord. Our Toda praise, our Halal praise. We're just going to worship him and we're going to sing. My God, you don't have to have a voice like Sister Terry or Sister Chantal. Just come. As long as you can talk, come. We're going to sing to the glory of God. God bless you all. Have a good night.
Praise God. Praise God.
Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And we just want to say thanks to Sister Chantal for doing our devotional exercise. We want to thank you. God bless you. Continue to work for the Lord. Praise God. We want to thank Sister Camille again for the word. Thank you know, her for being obedient. And speak, thus saith the Lord. Brethren, as we come tonight, go in peace. Go, praise God, and remember the word tonight. Hallelujah, that we are to hold our peace and let God fight for us. God bless you. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you as we go. Go with us. Oh, God Almighty, we see one from another. We be here in distance, mighty God. Oh, God, so as we retire tonight, Lord, we pray that you will go with us, be with us. My God Almighty, we pray in the name of Jesus. Cover us from every harm and every danger, from every weapon that you may form, mighty God. Let none prosper against us. Give us sweet sleep tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Those who are going to work, go with them, be with them. Those who are at work, Lord, continue to be with your people. We ask all these blessings, oh God, and we ask that you cover us under your blood as we sleep. Rest, good rest tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Be somebody good night, and God bless your brethren. We'll meet again next week, same time, same place, same link in Jesus' name.
Praise God. God bless you, Sister Nadine, and thank you.
God bless you, Sister Yuli.
Amen.
God
bless the Lord.
God bless you, Sister
bless
Chantal,
you
and thank you.
Wonderful.
God bless you, everyone.
God bless you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you all.
Praise God. God bless you, Brother Scott.
Bless the Lord, Elder.
Brother Vintan, my heart is delighted to see you.
Good night, everybody.
God bless you. Thank you.
Good night, Sister Edda.
God bless you, everybody.
Bless the Lord, Sister Tanya.
God bless you.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
God bless the Lord. Bless
you, everyone.
Good to see you, Sister Elisha.
Sister Mel, God bless you.
Sister Mel, oh my God. Sister Mervin, God bless.
Sister Vivian, God bless you, my sister.
Sister Thompson,
Sister Khadija.
Blessings, Brother Nigel.
iPhone Thompson Morgan.
Sister Connor,
Glenton Reed. Blessings.
Brother Nigel, what a pleasure and surprise. God bless you.
God bless you. Blessings.
Bless you. Good to see you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Brother Glenton Reed, the Lord bless you.
Lord bless you all too. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Sister Vivia, good to see you.
Sister Elisha, God bless you, my sister.
Praise God.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
Praise God.
Wait, let me say good night to Brother King.
Brother King, welcome and God bless you.
Welcome, Brother King. God bless you. Wow. All your peace and God bless you.
Praise God. Good night, everyone.